Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. It is 12/7/2011. Time is 12 p.m. here in San Diego, California, and 3 p.m. over in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello, hello, Atlanta. It's kind of cool here today. It's getting cooler in San Diego, but it's always beautiful here. Looks like I will be staying here for a little bit. Was expected to get out to go hang out with Karen Vaughn, my partner with Working Divas, to go hang out there and go check her out over in her new market. But it looks like I'm going to go ahead and just stay in San Diego. There's some things that, you know, I'm going to go ahead and take care of while I'm here. Was supposed to be in Atlanta in mid-December, but since we are planning, and you guys all know what it is, and I'm not going to mention it just yet, I'm going to put a little extension on that so we can get some things done also. Got to get up to L.A., so let's just say it's going down. So the lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, buildgrowandenjoy.com. And if you guys are not a member of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, I would like to remind you that you're missing out. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, we send out messages, and we're growing rapidly. So if you want to stay in the loop with all the alerts and the messages and updates, especially now with the Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award coming, you guys can keep up with who's going to be there, who we're honoring, what are some of the happenings going on for that night. You can go to buildgrowandenjoy.com and just sign up. It's really quick. It's free, of course. Get into the community. Be a part of the movement to promote financial literacy and empowering our community. So that's buildgrowandenjoy.com. Become a member today. And if you missed our shows, you know we had a great, great lineup this week. Absolutely just empowering. Monday we had Miss Queenie on the air speaking on the vision board, which is absolutely amazing. Bringing your visions alive, you know, putting it and actually physically seeing it does make a difference in your life than actually just actually thinking of it. So bring it to life. Go ahead and listen to that archive show. Also, yesterday had Pamela Reese, the Warloff, as you guys know, first Tuesday of every month. Pamela's on the air, inspiring testimonies, is going forth for the kingdom. You know, she's a powerful woman of God. Every time she's on the air, our lines are booked. People are calling in, just getting prayed over. So it was just like a revival. So yesterday was an awesome show. Had some great testimonies on the air. So if you missed that, also the archive show is definitely up and ready for you to tune in. So with that, and of course, community being what it's all about, don't forget, going back to what I said at the beginning, to save the date. Our site should be up pretty soon. I know, hold off, you guys. A lot of you guys are like, I need to buy my tickets. I don't want to miss this night. And we got to be there. And that's the first annual Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award, which is happening January 28, 2012, at the Port of Sanford Performing Arts Center. And that will be in honor of our very own world-renowned Stillwater Youth Symphony Orchestra of Metro Atlanta. So far, you know, we had another media alert that came out today. So for those of you that are just getting in the loop, and probably because you are not a member of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, you definitely want to go ahead and know that it is going down. It is happening. Myself, this is in an effort to join President Obama's nationwide financial and community empowerment movement, and we'll be recognizing, you know, the very individuals who represent organizations that help our community thrive, especially in these times. You know, there's a lot of people out in our community that are sacrificing their very own lives to ensure that our community has the proper resources to continue to thrive and to make it. And those are the people that, you know, I actually take notice of, because me being a community activist myself, I see this day in and day out, and no one's recognizing them for their effort. They're actually the hidden ones. You know, they're not all out in the limelight. They're not wanting to be praised because they're all humble people. But they are really the ones that's making it happen. And they're from various walks of life, from different types of communities. And it's just going to be awesome to be able to not only honor them, but that we have a party, a celebration. I mean, this night is going down. And not only that, to be able to give some contributions back to these organizations that make a difference in our community so they can keep their doors open. So myself hosting along with Atlanta's working diva, Marie Moore, you guys know her from 107.9. Also on the red carpet have reality star and model, my man, Tribble Reese, and of course, the working diva, you guys all know her out in the ATL, Dr. Zelda M. Pittman. So it's just going to be absolutely an awesome night. Honoree list is A-list. It's going to be red carpet, black tie event. This week, you know, we got Lamond Rucker, who we're honoring. You guys know who he is from Meet the Browns. Pamela Reese Warloff, Miss Pam from the Preparations Room. You know that working diva is going to get it. Peter Pasternak from Flip This House, co-founder of the Atlanta-based Foundation Investment Group. James Brashear, my man, also founder and executive director of Corporate Code. You guys know him in the A. Miss Leah O'Neill, working diva. You guys know her too, publisher of the Welcome magazine. Miss Shirley Murdoch, working diva, American R&B singer. And most importantly, some big names is coming in. They keep coming in. They're really coming in weekly. We got Jarvie Hutcherson. Now, you guys know, you don't know this guy, then you don't be in L.A., but you're going to know him because we're bringing him to Atlanta to be honored. He is the president of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association of the Diversity Awards. So for those of you that are trying to get into the industry or want to know about the motion picture industry, you guys know that Atlanta is heading in that direction. This is the guy to know, and he is coming to Atlanta, and he's going to be at the Bill Grow and Enjoy first annual Keystone Leadership Award, and I am honoring him for the diversity that the man in entertainment for the Diversity Awards and what he does in the Multicultural Motion Picture Association. I've got Mr. Ralph, Reverend Ralph D. Abernathy III. You guys know, for honor him for the Ralph David Abernathy Foundation, actually the legacy honoree of the night, civil rights leader. We all know the history with his father. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be where we're at today, so you know we're going to honor them. Music Soul Child, Alexis Scott, working diva, publisher and CEO of Atlanta Daily World, Mr. John Brett and Henry Kelly. You guys know the 100 is always involved because they're making it happen. So just keep tuning in. Go to BillGrownEnjoy.com. We have constant information coming up. If you join as a member, you can definitely get the information emailed. It'll be emailed to you with the alerts, but it is going down, and I'm just extremely excited to be able to be honored to bring this to our city, and it is going to be happening annually. This is the first launch of it, and just get our city thriving and get it back into what Atlanta is known for, and that's just, you know, making it happen, you know, thriving and being prosperous, you know. Atlanta is one of the cities that was hardest hit with unemployment, and it's just time for a change. So get on over. Not about the who's who. It's all about our community, all about who makes a difference. Save the date, January the 28th. Website is coming up. We should have it up by Monday. So go ahead and save it. Come be a part of this. Have some fun. Purchase your tickets. It's not just going to be an award ceremony. We got some great things planned. It is going to be a party. So BillGrownEnjoy.com. Oh, and if you need accommodations, if you're coming in town or you're just in town and want to be out for the night, the Sheraton Hotel over in Cortland, downtown Atlanta, is our sponsoring hotel. So we have some great rates for the event that will also be on the site. And to take it to another level, since we are going to be partying, we have a transportation company on deck to provide transportation for you. Got corporate cars. You want to ride in style. You want a limo. Hey, just let us know. We're going to make it happen because it's all about our city and celebrating those that make a difference. So Bill Grown and Joy, keep tuning in and more information to come. And with that, we are going to transition now to my guest of the day. And what a story it is. It's just, you know, I just love inspiring stories. We all have a story to tell, whether it's good or bad, and it's always the experience that we learn from, and that is what empowers our lives, what grows us, and allows us to enjoy it. So I have my very special guest today, a man of passion. When I first met him, his spirit is just full of what he really has done and what he's doing in faith. And I'd just like to absolutely honor him for being on the show to share his story of how he's living an abundant life by following his dreams and how blessed he is, so that way it can inspire you guys to keep pushing forward. So welcome the Sauce King of Savannah, Mr. Gary Goldman. Hello, Gary.
Hi. How are we doing today, everyone? That's great.
Everything is good. Everything is good. I hope you can make it to Atlanta, Gary, to be at the awards. If not, you know, you can hit us up for 2013.
I just marked it on my calendar. I think that is going to be a very excellent evening, and I believe that actually coming back and speaking with some of the great guests that you're actually having there and honoring the people of the hard work and determination to help make our country, to make the change, to be able to get people employed and actually be able to give them hope and inspiration to actually go ahead and take on the initiative and to educate and work on their way to what their dreams are in this country. Definitely is.
Awesome. I look forward to you being there. Well, let us know, Gary, who is the Soft King of Savannah? And love the picture, by the way.
the story of it is Gary W. Godman I. I'm originally from the Cincinnati area, and I was a transplant to Savannah, Georgia. From there, I worked for DHL and ended up in the transportation business. Got to meet quite a few great individuals and a lot of people that was very inspiring to me to actually go ahead and go out and to just make friends. And with open arms and love that I ran into, just inspired me again to actually give away something for the hospitality and the great wishes that they had gave to, as I say, being from the North, being a Yankee. Then I can say Yankees, being from Cincinnati, that they had actually done very well to help me out. With this, I had actually brought in a product of Montgomery and Barbecue Sauce, which was number one in Cincinnati and around the world, and started giving it away. And I was asked to be selling this by a friend of mine, Billy Reynolds, from Richmond Hill, Georgia. He was the police chief there, and he asked me, he says, "You want to start selling this?" And working and trying to devote back to family and friends. The time did come, though. And we started out with Sauce King of Savannah, which was what was going to be our retail end. But before that, we had Sauce King Distributing. And that basically, I went from door to door throughout the South, just like your curvy sweeper or fuller brush salesperson, to sell and actually provide this great taste to one-on-one. And met a variety of wonderful people, accepted wide open arms. And some people was quite upset that I was there. But in the long run, they ended up purchasing and helped me develop and make my business grow. Second part of what we have is, I'm sorry, ma'am.
No, I'm just acknowledging. Great job.
That's all. Well, it was a blessing from God to actually do it. I maybe go back even a step, and is that I have a little ritual where when I get up in the morning, I stumble out of bed, make it to the bathroom, I look in the mirror, and I thank God for everything I have, whether it's new or used or just what he has actually provided for me and the friends and the great family that I have that's always been very supportive for me. God does rule, and he does actually take care of us in our times of greatness and also our times of woe. With that, I look down into the bowl of the sink, and I look back up, and I say, "You're the best thing I ever met in my life. You are the king. You are. There's nobody better. There's a lot of people. But you're the best person. You're going to be able to make headway. You're going to be able to help someone. You're going to be able to inspire. And with a total 100% positive attitude, what else can you do except for give people an opportunity to actually come with that and make their dreams come true?" And that's how I usually start my day. And Also, I believe in Mondays being the best day of the week. Coming off of a day that actually attending church or being with friends and family with the services that we actually in detail with, I think as you're coming on Monday is the first day that you actually are right there working to provide great leadership, guidance, and inspiration again. It's been very unique how to build the business. We had, as I said, we had Sauce King Distributing, and we opened up our own truck company so I could actually help and stow and hire some people in the Savannah, Georgia area to help along with our products. It was called SKD Express. Sauce King of Savannah was given to me the name by a young lady down on River Street when making her delivery of barbecue sauce, and she said, I guess that just makes you the Sauce King of Savannah. Well, it sort of stuck, and then it went from there to just Sauce King, and then it went to The King, but I like the better one is King Gary. So when people see me out, I'm very warm, and I want to make sure I shake your hands, and if you do see me out anywhere, always feel free to come up. It's always a pleasure to always meet new people and actually help maybe some inspiring words that they have for me, and also I can also exchange back with them.
Well, that is absolutely an inspiring story, Gary, and you're right. You know, the things that you were saying, simplicity is always the best. It's always the best in life, and aren't family and friends just great along when you're going on the journey?
Our journey is taking us down a lot of different paths, meeting a lot of great people. I was welcomed with open arms when I first came to Savannah by the mayor, Floyd Adams. And over the period of years, I have stood back and just seen what inspiration he has been for the community and how he has actually helped Savannah grow and develop into the fine community and the downtown activities and all the growth that we have right now to actually help trying to provide more jobs just when he was actually mayor from back in the 90s. So that's always another great thing is when you run into people to acknowledge who you have ran into, who has inspired you, has been out there. That is some of the great items that I've ran into, and I always like to rebuttal on that. Is always say yes, it has been something as actually another person that has actually made me feel more comfortable. And Savannah is home. I do believe that is home with all the people I know there, and I do feel very comfortable, very very comfortable at home there.
Awesome. Well, let's take a quick break, and we've come back. I want you to talk about more on some of the things that you have going on with Sauce King of Savannah. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. Have the Sauce King himself calling in from Tennessee, speaking on his journey, his inspiring story of him is getting to the point where he's at in his life, overcoming obstacles and just keeping the faith and staying on his path of purpose. Now, Gary, you have a lot that's going on with Sauce King, so I'm going to be in a book. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, with this, in the past years, actually doing Fiery Food shows and Southern Women shows and just neighborhood chili cook-offs and barbecue cook-offs, I actually was inspired and given a lot of recipes. And what we did, we came up with one cookbook, and it's on sale at this time on all the major internet bookstores. It's called Cooking with the King. It's got a lot of great recipes in it. It is people that's actually stowed this to me. And what we do with this book is that we actually take money out of the royalties to help give back to our communities. And what it is for Meals on Wheels for our retired military and our senior citizens that has actually out there supported and been individuals to help actually help others. This is a time when they need to be giving back, and I feel that this is a time in my life that I need to be giving to the people that are in need at that point. We also have a second cookbook out, which we'll have a revision on the first, and our second cookbook is at the publishers, and we're just waiting for the anxious release of it. I came up with a book, from being from Cincinnati and keep moving back and forth with down to Florida from my great aunt in Vero Beach, my father's great aunt. We'd actually worked into coming back and forth and established during my lifetime the book that my co-author, Miss Rhonda Lawson, out of Savannah, Georgia, a very well-known author. She's been helping me write the book and putting things together, and it's called Transplant to the South. It's a very inspiring book of my life. It's true to store. The story itself is true. It's everything that has passed through my life and the people that I've crossed paths with that has enlightened me and given me motivation. We're hoping to have this book out very soon and on the bookshelves just as soon as we can get through the publisher's paperwork and get everything signed. So it'd be something that'd be very good. As Ms. Rhonda and I talk about it, and people have read little expert sections of the book, they have came back and said, if you like Forrest Gump, the movie, you're going to love Transplant to the South. I have lived a very interesting and very joyful life, met a lot of people. And in the book, it also understands that you would see is that anything that's happened in my life, a lot of people say that they would change in their life. I wouldn't change one page of my life at all. I've been very, very blessed to have a lot of great people, and as I say again, cross a lot of paths with a lot of famous people that's came along and then stowed those values with me in business and also just in my personal life.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, what a story. Can you just let everyone know, well, first, is there any additional information you'd like to share with the audience? And then also let everyone know how they can follow you or contact you or get down and try some of that good barbecue.
Well, we carry a variety of products at this time from Cincinnati, Ohio, which, as I said, we have all these poor Yankees down here in the South starving to death. So we had to actually bring nutritious things that they was actually used to using and actually having it to enjoy. And then actually spreading that along to the people that actually have a different taste in the South and the Southwest and Southeast. And this all comes together as one. They can reach us at Sauce King of, and then Savannah, and that's S-A-U-C-E, King, K-I-N-G, of, O-F, and then Savannah, Savannah.com. And if going to the website, they can also watch my commercials, and they can see how I became the Sauce King of Savannah, and also one of our grilling commercials, and about some of our other business ventures we're into. We also have a website for King Hair Products, and we carry a product called Come Unglued. It's a revolutionary product, which is good for the hair and the scalp with aloe vera. It also has wedding solutions, but what it does, it takes braiding, it takes fusions and extensions out in a quarter of the time. By the time the young lady sits down in the chair to be actually to have these start being taken out, it's just sprayed and mist in the hair. And come back in about 15 to 20 minutes, and the comb just takes it undone, or we call it comes unglued. This way it doesn't take out all the painful of having to break down the glue and all these other items. It just takes it right out and makes it more enjoyable and saves your time. Because life is so precious, and we want to spend as much with family and also with friends. This helps the ladies out also. And then we do have a makeup line that just came in to be. It's called KHP, and it's our own private cosmetic line. And if you like a well-named brand, which you'll love KHP. So we're trying to actually show that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Come a long way. You've come a long way, Gary, from, heeding the advice of taking your sauce door-to-door to now having a book coming out and, multiple businesses that are on the rise to success. So it was absolutely a pleasure having you on the air today, and just giving you continued blessings to you and your family, your community. You're definitely a leader, and I'm just honored to have you on the air to share your inspiring story.
Thank you. The only last thing we have before I let you go with this, folks, we have a really great opportunity coming up. We've been working with Scripps Hired, with the Cooking Channel and the Food Network, is that we have a cooking show. We're ready. We've got everything up except for the pilot finished, and now to be shot and filmed and produced everything in Savannah, Georgia, to keep it in home. It's called Cooking with the King TV show, and we're looking to have that out early in the spring. And also, again, that's going to be bringing a lot of businesses and a lot of other people in and bestowing a lot of jobs that we need to actually renew in Savannah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, definitely a pleasure having you on the air. Happy holidays, and I hope to see you in Atlanta January the 28th. It will be absolutely an honor for you to attend and be a part of that something that's going to make a difference throughout our community, and with you being a community leader yourself.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to being there, definitely.
Well, there you guys have it, the Sauce King of Savannah. He's a member on Bill Grow and Enjoy. You can contact him directly. I have all his contact information through the Bill Grow and Enjoy network, and you can go ahead and check him out in our guest group folder. Definitely, purchase his book. More information coming out soon. You can follow him. I have all his information, like I said, on Bill Grow and Enjoy. Continued blessings to all of you. Definitely, if you missed Monday's show, if you missed with Ms. Queenie for the Vision Board, I highly recommend you to listen to that and go sign up for one of Queenie's workshops and create that vision board for yourself. Definitely get some testimonies, more testimonies. On the spiritual side, with Pamela Reeves, had a great show. And then, of course, spread the word so that, all those that missed the show today can hear Gary's inspiring story to the top as an entrepreneur and just as a person or a leader of his community. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone. I thank you as always, tuning in. Be sure that you guys go check out WorkingDivas.com. Get on the BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. More information on the Keystone Leadership Awards. Like I said, the media alerts are coming out on who's going to be there, who we're honoring. So definitely just get ready. We will have the link up so everyone can start purchasing their tickets. It's going to be a sellout event, so you want to get them early. But just do know it's not going to just be a night of giving out awards. It's going to be a party. So that, like I said, on that note, I am out of here. You guys keep building. You guys keep growing. And you know what I always say, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.